a 10-day-old baby shot in the head while his mother was nursing him. He's just one of the cases in a new UN commission report that accuses the Israeli army of deliberately targeting Palestinian children in Gaza. The commission says on April 12, 2024, a Palestinian mom was sitting alone in a displacement camp tent in Gaza, breastfeeding her 10-day-old baby boy. Then a single bullet from a quadcopter hit the baby, going right through his head to a pillow behind him. He survived, but with severe brain injuries and now has seizures. The commission says it examined images of the bullet and concluded it was fired from a sniper rifle mounted on a quadcopter. That matters because quadcopters aren't bombs with a wide blast radius. They're small tactical drones that can hover low, maneuver through tight areas, and have high resolution cameras, infrared sensors, thermal imaging, and stabilized weapon systems. So to put it simply, whoever's operating it can see who they're targeting. Dr. Mimi Syed, an American emergency physician who worked at Gaza's Nasser Hospital, co-authored Brown University's Costs of War report on Israel's use of quadcopters.
A quadcopter, I want to mention, just gives you another level of impunity, right? Soldiers are able to employ these quadcopters in Gaza and not cause any risk or harm to themselves because they can be completely far away, controlling this as if it's a video game.
Dr. Syed said she saw many children hit by a single bullet while the adult who was near the child was unharmed.
Over and over again, in the head, in the neck, in the chest, that just cannot be on accident. It's not crossfire. It's not collateral damage.
Israel rejects the report, saying it doesn't deliberately target kids and that the UN's findings are libelous. But how does a 10-day-old baby get shot in the head by a single bullet from a precision drone while breastfeeding inside of a tent?
When you have over 73,000 civilians dead at least by military violence alone, and 22,000 of those children, it's very hard to deny that children are being targeted deliberately, especially given the evidence that we all collected as foreign doctors.
The commission says it received reports of 168 children shot between November of 2023 and July of 2025, and at least 73 were shot in the head. It concludes that the evidence points to deliberate targeting. Israel says the report is biased, but the case of this baby forces a very simple question. Who was the drone operator aiming at?